Irish wool, an iconic feature of our craft heritage for generations. However, it's also been a loss maker for farmers for many years. Stakeholders around the island are working collaboratively as part of the Irish Grown Wool Council to establish an Irish wool brand mark that would create additional value for the product at the farm gate and around the industry. Our northeast correspondent, our northwest correspondent, I should say, Shana Corrine, sent us this report that begins at the farm of Adrian Gallagher in Donegal.
Jet, walk on, Jet. That'll do. Good dog.
Adrian Gallagher is a national IFA sheep chairperson.
Well, I suppose at the moment wool price has been low. I'm chatting maybe 10 cent a kilo for horn wool or hull wool, up to maybe 20 cent a kilo for lowland wool. Since 2014 or thereabouts, the value has collapsed in the China market and it never really recovered since, you know. It's not just an Irish problem. This is right across Europe as well and even across the world, you know.
Adrian started shearing last week. He's also a member of the Irish Grown Wool Council, an all-island voluntary body that aims to raise the price of wool at the farm gate and create additional value in the product.
Due to the fact that the wool has been very low value in the last 10 or 12 or 14 years, farmers have devalued it themselves as well. And unless we as farmers start to add value to it, then it's very, very hard to expect the merchants to add value from it as well. Like.
Earlier this year, the Department of Agriculture sent a guide to every sheep farmer in the country on how to maximise wool value. The guide and support videos were produced by Chagask and the Wool Council.
Farmers have been accepting it well, like, you know, and it was delivered to every farming household in Ireland, you know. The best way as farmers to add value to our wool is to present our wool correctly and remove any, say, foreign material or matter from it and give the merchants a good quality product that's sellable.
The Wool Council aims to roll out an Irish-grown wool brand.
We have proven a pilot project for traceability. So using a QR code, we will be able to trace the wool product right back to the individual farm.
President of the Wool Council, Brian McInerney, is a barrister and a farmer.
We have developed a brand and we are going to roll that out in terms of licensing so that retailers will be able to use it and they will be able to clearly show to the consumer of whatever that wool product is that this is 100% Irish grown wool or perhaps a blended wool, but the consumer will know. Irish wool tends to be more coarse and therefore it's not suitable for all products. However, the goal is to also look at the other uses where this is a sustainable product.
About 7 million kilograms of wool is produced annually on the island of Ireland.
A lot of the competition is not wools from other countries, it's actually synthetics and petrochemical-based products.
Chris Weiniger, General Manager of Donegal Yarns.
The word collaboration is really important, that we've identified with the farmers that this is the type of wool that we're aiming to achieve. 10, 15 years ago, when I was at the mill, there was 0 kilos of Irish wool being processed. Today, we would be putting through somewhere in the region of 10 to 12,000 kilos of Irish wool. But that's quite a challenge in itself to get the actual grade that's required.
McGee Weaving in Donegal Town specialises in Donegal tweed and luxury fabrics.
Wool is still the key fibre with which we weave.
Chief Executive Patrick Temple.
Over the last 10 years, we've been doing different trials in Irish wool, working on Irish wool for upholstery, for throws and for apparel. Irish wool is extremely well suited to carpets, but we're not carpet weavers. We're apparel weavers, upholstery and throws. And it's our objective to use far more Irish wool than we currently are. I think it'd be wonderful if the wool metrics are added to the sheep welfare scheme. Wool being recognised within these metrics will greatly assist and help the improved and increasing positive quality of Irish wool. The greater uptake of wool in general is a rising tide floats all ships.
Jet, walk on, Jet. Good dog, Jet, good dog.
There's hope that the efforts of the Wool Council may yet yield a harvest for farmers.
The fact that there is an Irish grown wool council set up and there's people volunteering their efforts and their knowledge on the wool industry, it is definitely a start and a step in the right direction.
And that was Adrian Gallagher from Letterkenny, finishing that report from our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Corrine.